With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Blog Talk Radio.
Let's Talk Truth is designed to shine a light on that part of us that's hidden deep within us, and it stunts our growth. Truth is only truth if it lines up with the Word of God. Otherwise, it's merely our opinion, our opinion, our opinion.
If you really wanna talk, then let's talk truth. Hey. Any situation that you face can be talked through. No problem too big, there's no problem too small at all. Trying to maintain to keep from smashing through a wall. Heavy load up on your shoulders, trying hard not to fall. Situation after situation, throwing curveballs. Got you worried about your job, a word about your kids, a word about the things people said or what they did. Your husband ain't doing right, or maybe it's your wife, cause they let the devil step in and creep up in your life. Hey, L-O-Y-C-E, come and help us out, please, cause we all in desperate need and need to learn to plant our seed. We gotta grow as a...
Hey, everybody. This is Tuesday evening on March the 11th, 2014, and it's good to be in your presence once again. We're here for another dynamic show. We really want you to enjoy this. And as we say it every show, we do these shows. It's called Let's Talk Truth. We don't do them trying to say we're the only ones that tell the truth, but we talk about different topics that we hope is thought-provoking. They'll make you think about what you're going through in life, or if you consider your life to be on the right track, and if you need to make any minor adjustments to it. That's what we're here to do, and this is why we call the show Let's Talk Truth. Today we're going to talk about the age for knowing right from wrong. And this seems to be something that people don't think about nowadays, because people put it out there, anything goes nowadays. I mean, anything goes. If I can think of it, it's got to be okay. So we're here and we're faced with, right from wrong. What age does it solidify us to know that we're doing something right or we're doing it wrong? And so that's what we're going to talk about today. What age is it that we learn right from wrong? And what age are we accountable for right from wrong, or if we're accountable at all? And we're going to start out by trying to define right and wrong. Then after that, we're going to further attempt to determine how knowing right from wrong affects the different areas of our daily lives and also the responsibility that we have to each other. So that's what we want you to do. Join us tonight as we examine the importance of knowing right from wrong. I was looking up in Webster, and we're going to let our guests give us their feed on what right and wrong is. But I was looking in Webster, and right says that's a word that's in accordance with what is good, proper, and or just. Good, proper, or just. And it says in conformity with fact, reason. So this is what we're going to... That's the two of the definitions that come from Webster on the word right. Now, there are two other, it says correct in judgment, opinion, or action. Then there's another definition that says fitting or appropriate, suitable, most convenient, desirable, or favorable. So in other words, if you look at all of the different adjectives that's down there, right comes under what is good, proper, or just. Now, if we look at the word wrong, wrong says not in accordance, with what is morally right or good, deviating from truth or fact. It's erroneous, not correct in action, judgment, or opinion, etc., as a person, in error, not proper or usual, not in accordance with requirements or recommended practice, out of order, awry, amiss. So wrong has all of those definitions. So we're going to, and this comes up in a lot of our conversations during the day, because we, or our attitudes in a day's time, we are directed by what other people do to us, say to us, how other people interact with us. So we label those interactions as right or wrong. And it affects a lot of our growth. It affects a lot of the way we respond to different things. So this is what we're going to talk about tonight, because a lot of people make excuses. Oh, so-and-so did that because they don't know any better. Or this is what happened because they don't know any better. So we decided we were going to talk about what is the age appropriate for knowing right from wrong, because I firmly believe that right and wrong is taught as you're born. A baby knows what's right or wrong. You can take a child who cannot even talk, and they can start doing things, and you can say no. They immediately know to stop, because what they're doing, those actions, is not acceptable by you. And hopefully, as adults, we are teaching our children what is right from wrong based on what the definition of right and wrong is, and not based on some twisted thing we have going on in our head. So we have Courtney here this evening, and we're going to let him have the floor and tell us what he deems worthy, knowing right from wrong, and the age appropriate from knowing right from wrong, and how that's going to stem or mold us into our adulthood.
Well, thank you for being here. And I just want to say that my belief is that you know right from wrong really around 3 years old, when you're getting when you're coming into your own, you're getting
you're forming your personality.
When you're getting your personality. And right from wrong is taught, the remedial, if you will, the building blocks of right and wrong is taught young. Don't do that. It'll hurt. Normally doing the wrong thing when you're young will hurt versus doing the good thing, it will receive no pain. You know, we can tell a child does not know heat unless he's introduced to pain. Ouch, that hurts. I will not do that. That's wrong.
Mm-hmm.
So in our growing up, that building blocks and enables us to look at our surroundings. Humans are big computers. All we do is intake. We can do a lot of intaking of information. And that information gets filtered. And we have examples every day. You know, we all know it's bad to steal,
mm-hmm.
to lie.
Mm-hmm.
To do all these things,
mm-hmm.
you know. And when someone says people don't know any better, I believe that's a cop-out, because if your building blocks have been right from wrong, you don't lose the foundation of your of your life. You don't lose it. Because if you did lose it, you would be crazy.
Well, let me ask you this, Courtney, and I think that people don't really understand what they're saying when they're saying they don't know any better.
Or the phrase, if you knew better, you'd do better.
Yes, and I think that people don't really understand what they're saying. And what I think they're trying to say is you don't know the consequences of your actions. Or maybe if you don't know the consequences, you don't understand the consequences.
I believe
maybe that's what people are trying to say.
The consequence, but they don't care. They default back to a selfish attitude.
Mm-hmm.
They default back to one of our instincts. Our instincts is self-preservation, but they pervert it.
Yeah. You know,
so then that's where we get the, if you knew better, if you'd do better. If I, you know, you say, why did you do me wrong? When it's easier to do the right thing, but I defaulted back on, I'm looking out for me.
Yes.
Not for you.
Okay.
When
so,
you're protecting someone, that goes against the law of life, of self-preservation, because some you might have to give up yourself for someone.
And, you know, and I think that's where we're missing the mark when we're talking about a society or a community or whatever it is. We have the existence or the cohesiveness of one family with another family or husband and wife or family as a whole. I think we're missing the mark when, and that's the key right there, when you said we don't care. People only care about what affects them at that moment. No one looks ahead and say, what I do today is going to affect me 6 months from now. And this has to do a lot with maturity or being mature enough to see further than where you're standing or see further than where you are trying to make your mark. Let me give you this example. And there are two sides to what I'm going to tell you. In the news today, there was a mother who had charges filed on her, assault charges, for running a teacher down at a school and punching her in the face. Now, we know that some of these teachers can get fly mouth. Or we know that some of these teachers don't realize that those actions you're doing, they're wrong, and you're provoking someone, because everybody's not going to let you stand just because you are a civil servant, as the way the police put it. One of our civil servants was assaulted, but how did that civil servant bring about that assault? You know, and I think you have to look at it at more than just one way. Yes, it may have been wrong for her to get punched in the face, but what did you do to, that provoked that punching in the face? Because I've had children in high school and elementary schools, and it's just by God's grace I didn't punch a teacher, because some of them talk crazy to you when they've done something crazy to your child. And, you know, you're trying to correct it, but they're, you know, just because they're the teacher, you can say what you want to say. And that still has a lot to do with being right and wrong. I can remember, I haven't had a child in school in a while, but I did have a daughter that was in high school. She wasn't really my biological daughter, but I raised her. And she was brought up fighting for her space. Now, one of the principals, vice principals, asked her, where did you come from? Maybe that's where you need to go back to. And when I heard that, I about flipped out, because what teacher advises the kid that maybe you need to go back where you came from? So I and I talked to the teacher, and I didn't do it, and I asked the child to be excused to sit outside. But I told the teacher, who was African-American, and I'm African-American, I asked her, I said, what if I told you that the way you teach, you need to go back to Africa? You know, I said, that's where you came from. If I don't agree with what you do, I have the right to tell you maybe you need to go back to Africa because that's where you came from. And I told her, I said, it's not right for me to say that to you, just like it's not right for you to say that to that child. And I said, if you ever say it again, I will sue you so fast, your head will spin. So when I say people don't realize the consequences of what they do when they're in their wrong mode or their don't care mode, because a lot of times, even just with your neighbor, you have to really be aware. You have to be cognizant of what you do and what you say and how you treat people or how people are going to misconstrue what you do.
People, like I said, people, they default back onto, and it's not me, so I can do people, you know, any kind of way. The right thing to do is not always the popular thing.
Exactly.
And I think that's where people want everybody to like them, or it's different factors of why, but some people choose the wrong thing just because of their stature or whatever they do.
Mm-hmm.
And like you were saying about the teacher, like the lady punched the teacher. You know, was it the right thing to do?
No.
No, it was wrong. I don't care how much a teacher does that. Then what you do is you sue the school. If it's something bad, or get that teacher replaced.
Mm-hmm.
But setting yourself up for assault, felony, is not right.
It's not. See, that's what I'm saying.
But you have to understand, though, if you're the person getting hit, you have to understand that I'm setting someone else to go to jail or to take the fall because something I've done. I need to do the right thing and own up. Yes, I cursed out, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I slapped the kid, so, yeah, she hit me.
Oh, yeah, so she made me mad, so I gave her a bad grade. You know what I'm saying?
Admit to your wrongdoing. That's the right thing to do, but people don't want to do that because they don't want any trouble.
Mm-hmm.
They want trouble for everyone else. And, you know, we see this in the media or in today's time, when it's someone else, oh, yeah, they guilty. Go send them to jail. But if it's some of our family, free them.
Yeah.
Free little Nug Nug or free Bob or free Stephanie, whatever. Stephanie could do no wrong. Yet you know that your child is capable of this. And this is the right and wrong part that I want to address, that parents know what their child is capable of,
exactly.
If my mom, someone came to my mom and said, you know, he was shooting heroin when he died, my mom would know that's a lie.
Mm-hmm.
She wouldn't uphold me in my wrongdoing.
Mm-mm,
that's
no.
not the right thing to do. You don't teach to withhold and withhold people up in their wrongdoing. And that's why you have so many murders go unsolved.
Yeah.
So many things happen because people upholding wrong.
Yes.
When it's need to uphold right. Yeah, it's going to hurt. But little Mike should have not went down there and shot nobody. He wouldn't be in trouble.
Look at the two high school kids in the Dallas-Fort Worth area.
That got caught trying to bury a body after they killed him.
After they
killed
that
parents young man. Knew about, you know, my child. I couldn't see my child doing that. You know how your child is.
Yes.
You know the pattern. I have a daughter. I know if somebody says, she was doing this, I'd be like, no. No, she wasn't. But if she was doing that, yeah, I know.
Yeah, I know
what she's capable of. We know what people are capable of if you're around them. You can, you know, he was a nice guy. I never knew that he was a killer. There are signs everywhere that point to this is a killer.
Yes.
This is a killer. This is a killer. There is not, you know, no, oh, my God, he's just so nice. And then, yeah, it's not nothing like that. I don't care if they're psychotic. It's telltales everywhere. Nothing is clean cut.
And so this is why we're talking about when we're saying age for knowing right from wrong. You know, if an older man takes advantage of a young girl, or an older woman takes advantage of a young boy, that's a really bad thing. But we have our little girls who will attach themselves to older men, and then when the parents find out about it, the man goes down for raping a kid when that kid was right in there
participating. Matter of fact, when I was in high school, you know, some of the girls at my school, like 16, they could pass for grown women.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, their bodies were
in the way they
really
dress.
Developed,
mm-hmm.
and the way they dressed and everything. I remember I had a 16-year-old girl dating a 37-year-old dude, picking up and calls after school and all this kind of stuff, you know.
Now, what would have happened had the parents found out about that?
You know, she was saying that she was 18 and she's about to graduate.
And see, that's horrible.
You know,
that's horrible. Now that's someone in his case that what age?
And then when they find out and they get in trouble, then the girl or the guy wants to sit there and with their heads all down and let this man or woman get sentenced to 40-something years in prison.
Yes.
Behind someone say, you know what? I duped him.
Yes.
It's so easy. A lot of people would be out of a lot of harm if people would stand up and do the right thing and say,
do
you know what?
Do the right thing.
And I try to tell my daughter, I say, listen, I said, everybody's going to do wrong. I said, but you know, your punishment is lighter if you own up to it.
Own up to
say,
it.
Say, you know
exactly.
What, Daddy, yeah, I broke that.
Mm-hmm.
You might not get no punishment. You might just get a talking to.
Mm-hmm.
But if you hide it,
And I know where I find it,
and I put proof in you, and you still, yeah, your punishment is going to come down like the SWAT team kicked in your front door.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like Navy SEALs came in. I'm talking about it's going to be violence, like punishment, 4 years of whatever. you can't watch TV until you're 37, stuff like that, you know.
Yeah,
and she's only 7. So that is the thing about right from wrong. Being right, yeah, you can get out of a lot of stuff if you own up to what you need to be doing. And that is, I'm telling you, most people in jail would be out of jail.
They wouldn't lie.
If people wouldn't lie and put them in there, I wasn't nowhere around it. You know, that's why we get these laws now. That if one person do it, everybody do it. Because folks lie so much.
That's,
you know, you started doing the wrong thing, and the consequences are like a lot of stealing. I don't know if the listeners are out in the area or have, you know, certain stores in the area. I know of a local store that was in the area, but they had a high theft. They couldn't take it, so they moved.
They closed it down.
They closed it down.
And then we look at our neighborhoods, oh, why we don't have this and why we don't have this in our neighborhood.
And especially in the urban neighborhood, that kills me that you would let the wrong just happen. You know a dope house is right there. You know people are breaking in. You know the people that's breaking in the houses.
Mm-hmm.
Just because it's not you.
Yeah.
you okay with it? You know, that's Chuck.
I mean,
I know that's Chuck because the tennis shoes came out. That's on his bed. Don't you stop that in that, you know, do the right thing.
Mm-hmm.
I would hope that someone, if something happens to me or to my house or something, someone would do the right thing because I sure will. I'm not scared.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm not scared. Oh, if you tell, you know, well, we just going to have gun battles out here then. Well, you know, we're going to have a war because I'm
mm-hmm.
going to tell. That's the right thing to do, to get the crime off the streets, to get the wrong off the streets. So that my kid can play, because I'm looking at the kids. My kid can play. Other people's kids can play. They can be outside and ride the bike, and I don't have to walk with her everywhere.
And have to worry about a stray bullet coming through the street shooting
stray
somebody.
Pedophiles. People know when their families, you know, mess with kids and stuff. People know. It's not no, I didn't know. Someone knows.
Yeah, I agree.
Put the flag up. And a lot of this stuff would be eliminated. But when people say, folks, they just don't know better. They know better. Now, you know, they just don't.
People don't care.
They don't care about the wrong or right.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's only wrong or right
when
it benefits them.
Mm-hmm.
If it doesn't benefit them, they don't care if I'm wrong or right. They don't care about anything like that, and that's the majority of people today. And that's sad because you see why our legal system is messed up, why our economy is messed up,
mm-hmm.
because we bandwagon on our objectives just because we
mm-hmm.
like that person.
Or it's benefiting me. For me to overlook... If I'm going to overlook what's wrong, it has to be something in it that's benefiting me.
Yeah.
And this is, you know, we put our value nowadays is not too much on people and our love for people and our love to do right. Our focus is on how much money am I going to make.
Or not just money, how much power am I going to get?
Yeah.
How much stature, you know. How am I going to gain out of this? And am I going to gain status? Am I going to gain power?
And I want people to look up to me.
Yes, and then this is what I hate, because a lot of people put down a whole bunch of good ideas and things because of race.
Yes.
This is one of the most wrong things in this world. And I'm not going to get on what's black and white. I'm just saying blacks and whites, we both do it.
Yes,
we
do.
You know,
yes.
If a black person is wrong, all the black people are rallying around that black person and just swear up and down they right.
But they
even with evidence. Same with whites. But myself is whoever's going to get the job done or whoever's right.
That's
I'm going
to
endorse or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
That's who I want to prevail. I don't care about skin color. That's another problem that we're the right and wrong about.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we just down for our color, which color makes no sense.
No. It doesn't matter what color you are. What about the content of your character? I believe that's what Dr. Martin Luther King tried to get over to everybody. You know, one day we're going to be equal for what we have inside of us, not for what you see on the outside.
Yeah, because color, that's just the, you know, and those things, that's not right.
Mm-mm, it's not right. And so that gets back to, so we're saying that people who have lived and lived and lived, you are well past your age of knowing right from wrong.
Of course. If you were grown, you know right from wrong. You just choose not to utilize it.
Yes, you don't want to utilize it. You want to be said that, you know, I've got this much power. And like you were saying a minute ago, it has nothing to do with our ability to be right or wrong, but who can I influence? I want to be a figure that influences. And I'm going to influence you whether I influence you right or wrong. And if I'm wrong, so be it. And this is what now our young people are faced with the obstacle of really what is the right thing to do? What is the wrong thing to do? Because people don't worry about what's morally correct or anything, you know, and that's what wrong is. It says not in accordance with what is morally right or good. So, but we want to pass everything off now. It's okay. It's okay. You can do that. That's okay. We can do it. It doesn't matter. I don't care if what it says. But, you know, it can. We can do it. We can do it. And it seems like what has stood for so long in life, or what we have been led to believe, the righteousness stance that has been taken all of the years, going back to our parents and our grandparents and our great-grandparents and all the way back to what slavery. Just because there were people in slavery didn't mean they were stupid. You know, they were in a place that they couldn't help themselves, but they were still knew right from wrong. So we have young people now that they don't want to listen to what got them to this point. They want to, we're going to start our own thing. And your own thing has no soundness to it, not solid or anything, but I just want to start something.
And we know it's wrong.
Yes.
Because you feel it in your, you feel it, but you like, I got to go with it. I committed.
And I'm committed because I want to run something.
And I don't want to look.
I want to be a leader. But, you know, and to say to a lot of people, it's not that you have not been appointed a leader, but it's just not your time to lead. I believe in anything we do, we have to become experienced. You need to have experience in a situation. You know, I was talking to a lady the other day, and I didn't realize how talented she was in baking, you know, making cakes and beautiful designs and things like that. I didn't realize she was that talented. Now, she has that on me. I told her I will definitely, you know, buy from you, but what would I look like? I'm not going to buy from her. I can't bake. So why would I not push her to bake?
Mm-hmm.
So this is what we want to do. We want to lead in every area of our lives, and we're not equipped to lead in every place in our lives. This is how we have to depend on one another to get us from one point to the next. And a lot of people don't want to do it that way. I'm not going to participate. I'm not going to share. I'm not going to support her. I'm not going to do this. I'm not going to do that. I'm going to do my own. You know, it's different when you know what to do and you know the right thing to do and you have the means to do it. And if you know the right thing to do and you don't have the means to do it, there's always somebody that you can recruit to come on board and help you out in different areas. So, you know, getting back to the nitty-gritty, the matter is, age for knowing right and wrong is very young.
Yeah, that's when your building blocks happen.
Yes, and when you go, people go through their informative years, that's when everything is set in stone for you, for your personality, everything that you've developed, it comes into play right there. And then once we continue grade school, junior high school, we still learn that there are levels of right and wrong and things that's going to affect us deeper and deeper and deeper. And we don't want to acknowledge that. And like you said, you brought it out a minute ago, we just don't care as long as it doesn't take anything from me.
Exactly. And that's a bad way to be. I mean, we get messed over daily by so-called friends.
Mm-hmm.
They've been taught right from wrong.
Mm-hmm.
They deviated because they wanted to.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they know the consequences. well, if they ain't gonna be my friend, they just ain't gonna be my friend. Ain't no love lost, you know, ain't no harm to me, you know, ain't no money out of my pocket.
Mm-hmm.
But you've done someone wrong.
Yes. And when it hits you back,
then you
like
want,
you hit them,
then you want the world to come and police, 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 or something like that. No, no, no. and I get that's one thing I get. That's like a pet peeve of mine. Someone to say, "Oh, I won't let them make it. They don't know no better."
But they actually
do know. They don't. They know what they're doing. They're screwing you. We're in business or whatever. They know what they're doing.
Of course.
They know that it's not. They wouldn't do it to everybody. Because see, if they did not know, that everybody in their life would be done the same way.
But they don't. They,
but they
pick
don't.
That,
exactly.
They pick that nice few, that person who
they
will not retaliate.
They think that, yeah, that, and mm-hmm. they know who to do that to. And that's why I tell people, that's the easiest way. You want to know if somebody know better. Now, you know, look at the track record.
Yeah.
And then you look at everybody they deal with. They go to Mr. Jim, oh, hello, hello. And then they go to you, oh, fool, you know they know better.
Yes.
Why they didn't call me?
You.
Why they didn't disrespect Mr.
Mm-hmm,
Jim?
Mm-hmm.
Why they disrespect you?
Because it's something about you that's
exactly.
different.
Exactly. And then it's something that they want to, you know, oh, I can just do it to them. They don't care,
mm-hmm.
but they do just because you don't retaliate in a fighting or violent way that you still know.
Yes, and people are fragile. Everyone is not as strong as the other person when it comes to what you can deal with and what you can take. My granddaughter and I had the opportunity to look at a movie together. It was called Cyberbully. And what was so amazed me is how cruel people can be when they're on the computer. Because they feel like if I'm not talking to you face to face, I can say what I want to and it doesn't even seem real. I can just talk about you, lie on you. When in reality, you can't get that person to talk that way to their face. So we have to even be aware of how we interact on social media. Social media carries a great wand, you know, that it can reach out and hit you in places that you never dreamed you could be hit before. So we have to really be aware of social media, because I promise you, it can get around. If something is always struck as gospel on the computer, on Google, on internet.
Mm-hmm.
I was looking at something on an internet of a young lady who was murdered 50 years ago. And they talked about how 38 people stood and watched her, you know, be stabbed to death, and nobody came to her rescue. And her friend in her apartment complex said he didn't want to get involved. You know, how horrible is that?
And see, that's my thing. What was the right thing to do? And see, I don't think we have, I don't think people, but just that goes back to what I'm saying. See, doing the right thing sometimes goes against the laws, some of the laws of nature, self-preservation.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's the first rule.
Yeah.
But sometimes the right thing, you have to do the, you might have to pay
you
the
have
ultimate
to come
sacrifice
out of your, yes.
for the right thing.
Exactly.
And if you're doing the right thing and that happens, your family will be proud of you. You're doing something that we're set here to do to help each other. That might be your way, but to sit and see, I couldn't have done that.
No.
If I see someone getting stabbed, hey, you know, I put a, you know.
No one, they didn't even call the police. Nobody called the police.
Oh, see, that's
so
crazy.
That's horrible. That is horrible. And I would hate to be I would probably hang my head in shame day after day if I had to remember that one of my relatives stood by and watched someone take someone's life, and they didn't do anything to call the police or to stop it in any way. And this is what we're talking about, knowing right from wrong and knowing when to speak up and when not to speak up. We get in certain positions that we're always have to face right or wrong. Am I going to do the right thing or am I going to do the wrong thing? You know, that's something we have to live with in ourselves. Did I do the right thing today? You know, every day you lay down for bed, you should be able to lay down knowing that, hey, I did what I felt was right today. Some of it took you out of your comfort zone, but guess what? I can sleep better. And so these are the things that we need to learn to do on a day-to-day basis. We don't ever think that we want our children, oh, we'll beat our kids, but you're going to do the right thing. You're going to do, well, where do they get their example from? They get their example from us.
Yep.
Everything that your child does, the apple is not falling far from the tree. So when you find people who are young people who are sneaky, manipulative, doing all these things that's not right in society and trying to uphold what's wrong when it would be better to do what's right, when you find all these things, they're getting that from somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
They're being influenced in some way by someone. And so these are the things that we need to actually ask ourselves. And this is why we have shows like this on Let's Talk Truth. Let it provoke something in you to say, did I do the right thing today? Or, you know, did I do something wrong today that caused the discomfort of someone else or anything? And if we take that time to actually focus on ourselves, guess what? It'll stop our nose from being over in everybody else's business.
Exactly.
And helping everyone else to do what we're supposed to do.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, I just think it's an awesome thing when we get down to it. And, you know, it's just a good thing to think about. Stop saying, oh, he doesn't know, he's just a baby. Oh, yeah, they know.
They know.
You know.
They know people you don't give people enough credit for being smarter unless you are mentally retarded. Mentally challenged. You know, I want to be a little PC on here.
Mm-hmm.
Unless you're mentally challenged, you know right from wrong. Now, there's some slow people that don't, you know. But now, if you're slow.
It takes them a while to arrive.
Now, if you're slow, then label yourself slow. But if you're sane and normal,
mm-hmm.
you know right from wrong.
Of course you do.
You know when you're giving somebody the shaft.
Mm-hmm.
You know when you're undercutting somebody.
Mm-hmm.
You know when you're lying on somebody. You know that's bad.
Mm-hmm.
Because
exactly.
you look shifty. And it's way, you know, if it wasn't so bad, they have a science now. They can tell people when they're lying by their expression.
Mm-hmm. You know, I used to
call micro expressions. Something a little bit, they like, you know, and Secret Service them, they do that. So when they ask you a question, they can tell if you're lying off the bat because the way you look, just off your look. So if your body changes
your
from
body
wrong,
language. I used to tell my oldest daughter, I say, I can always tell when you're not telling the truth because your cheeks get fat. You know, they do, like, they swell up a little bit. I said, you're lying. And, you know, that was something that we grew up, a thing between us. And she said, you know I'm not lying. Look at my face.
Yeah, and that's the thing. You when good, you don't have to, it ain't no apprehension of, you just go and do it.
Mm-hmm. And then we want people to understand also knowing right from wrong. And then there are cases that we do something wrong trying to do right. So there is a difference, and there's a different way that we are acknowledged for that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, our punishment is not great. You know, I did you wrong, and I apologize, but I did it trying to do the right thing. And I think that's something that we have to really be cognizant of as well. As long as our intent is to do the right thing, we should always strive to do the right thing. So we have like 14 minutes to go here on this broadcast, and I want everybody to know, if you want to write us, you can write us at Let's Talk Truth, and you can send it to Let's Talk Truth 333@yahoo.com, and that's Let's without the apostrophe, just LetstTalkTruth, Let's Talk Truth 333@yahoo.com. And I would love to hear from some of you. We do get quite a bit of email, but I'd love to hear from more of you, just to let us know that you are being we are provoking thoughts in your head. I don't want to say you're being entertained, because I don't want to be labeled as an entertainer. I want to be labeled as someone who can say something sound that can provoke change in our lives, and that's why we're here. So anytime you want to send us an email, feel free to do that. You can also join us in our live broadcast by dialing area code 323-580-5712. So go ahead and write that down, because we're here every Tuesday evening at 7:30, and we just want you to come on board and listen to us sometimes, and then that will help you. If something you want to say, please feel free to let me know and send me an email. Also, I have a blog page that you can go on and listen to this show after it's over, or during the week it's been broadcast. And you'll also have an opportunity to look at some inspirational quotes and things that I might write that I believe you will find very informative, and that will really bless you if you would read some of them. So that blog page is www.LoyceBullock, that's LoyceBullock.blogspot.com. If you'll go into that area and look at my blog page, I know you'll be blessed. And we'd love to have you come on and look at it. So again, that blog page is LoyceBullock.blogspot.com. Go on there any time of the day or night, and you'll find something on there that you'll like, and you'll really be involved. And send us an email anytime. We have some things in the works that we're going to be coming, that we're going to have coming your way in Blog Talk Radio. So we just want you to be aware that we are doing this, hoping we can get you to listen in and participate, and just to see how far we're going to go. So tonight we're talking about the age for knowing right from wrong. And ask yourself, what age do we learn right from wrong? And at what age are we accountable, or are we accountable at all for right from wrong? So we have worked this evening at trying to define right and wrong, and we have also attempted to determine how knowing right from wrong affects the different areas of our daily lives and the responsibility we have to each other. And I believe we've come to the conclusion in Let's Talk Truth that we are accountable and we are responsible for what we do, our right and wrong adjustments we do to each other, because that's the only way we thrive. That's the only way we grow, is what's done right from wrong.
And one quick note, I wanted to let people know that we have to stop being enablers of it. It doesn't mean you have to curse people out.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't mean you have to tell them off. But they have to be aware that you know. Not, well, I'm just going to let it slide. Letting it slide is why we ain't where we are now. You know, that's, letting it slide is not feasible anymore.
Mm-hmm.
You have to let them know, hey, no, I'm not, you know. No, you
we're not going to work this like this.
We're not going to work this because we were selling cars, and I sold 10 cars, but I didn't get my money from it.
Mm-hmm.
And I know I'm supposed to get some money. I can't work with you anymore. So I'm going to take my talent, and I'm going to go somewhere else.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
I wish you all the best, but I can't.
Don't hold anything against you,
yeah,
but
I cannot work with you.
Continue to rob me.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
People, I mean, that's going to keep on happening. Even if, I'm telling you, we cannot keep allowing people to just do anything to us like that.
Right.
That's wrong.
Mm-hmm. It is.
You know, you just laying down getting beat and kicked for nothing.
Yeah.
All because you, I wish it to stop. It's not going to stop until you say, hey, stop.
Exactly.
It's not going to stop.
That same way we were talking about the bullying situation. Bullying don't stop until you tell them to stop.
Yeah.
You make them stop.
Until something happens to them.
Mm-hmm.
Whether they go to jail, get, you know, in trouble, or get beat up, or something,
mm-hmm.
then the bullying will stop. I've been bullied.
Me too.
I was bullied, and not doing the right thing. I wasn't telling my mom. I should have told my mom. It would have stopped there.
Yeah.
But I was just going to school and letting it happen, and thinking that, oh man, I can fix it, and all this, and then the wrong thing happened. It just, you know, that anger in me, you know, just bubbled over.
Mm-hmm.
And I just lost it, and, you know, rage took over and everything like that. And, I mean, I beat this kid, you know, the snot out of this kid, and like,
mm-hmm. but
real
everybody,
bad.
Yeah.
But that was wrong.
Yes.
I should have stopped it. A long time ago, say, hey,
it reached
mama,
point.
It's a guy at school, and he keeps hitting me, and he keeps on just bullying me.
Mm-hmm. And you were a kid. You
and
were
I
like
was a
four,
kid.
Three.
I was, no, second, I was in, I think, second grade. I was in second grade, and this dude flunked, and he was bigger than everybody else. So, you know, this wasn't when it was No Child Left Behind. This is, you flunked, you stayed in there till you passed. You know, so, and when I did it, the next weeks and stuff after that, he was my best homie.
Yeah.
He was like, hey, how you doing? And everything like that. Now, the outcome was what I wanted. You know, I didn't want to be bullied anymore. And as long as I was at that school, no one ever messed with me. But I handled it wrong.
Yeah.
And I admit that I handled it wrong. You know, that fight shouldn't have never happened.
Yeah, and talking about that, you know, social media picks up a lot of things. And I had a young lady showing me today that's on YouTube, a young man sitting in class, and this girl was up in his face just cursing him, and he was telling her, go on, get out of my face, I'm not going to hit you. And she was like, hit me so I can have, you know, she wanted to get him in trouble. Now, the thing that I found very appalling was that the teacher stood beside the girl with his hand on her arm, like, come on and sit down. Come on and sit down. I'm not going to beg a young lady to sit down in my classroom. I would have called and had security haul her butt out of there, and you can't come back in my classroom.
Yeah.
Because she was trying to provoke that young man. He even got up to leave, and she cursed him. He cursed her back. She jumped and leaped on top of him and began to beat him. He still didn't hit her back. He just pushed her down. He was going out the door. She ran and clobbered him. He turned around and popped her one. But how can a teacher let that get that far?
Yeah.
Right from wrong. People need to understand what's right and what's wrong and how we provoke one another into doing wrong when it's something that, you know, nothing should have been taken that far in the first place. So when you get to a young lady and you already know I'm a woman, so I can get in this boy's face and I can provoke him, and if he hits me, I'll have assault charges on him. That's verbal abuse that you're doing to him, which you should be charged for that. You know, there's a lot of things we need to look into and to see how far our right and wrong is from what's really right and wrong.
Yeah.
And try to work on it and establish ourselves in a better light, because we're not going to change anything in this world until we learn to change how we interact with one another and how we do the right thing. Only the right thing is going to prevail. That's all that's going to prevail. We have about 3 minutes to go, and I'm going to thank Courtney for being here, and I don't know what we're going to talk about next week, whatever the Lord leads, but I'm going to ask you all to tune in next Tuesday evening at 7:30. This is where we have our thought-provoking messages. And if you know of something you'd like us to talk about, send me an email. We'll give it a shot. And you know, try to come up with something we can share that will be thought-provoking for everybody, because it even helps us. Even though we're here doing the broadcast, it helps us. It gives us a lot of things to think about, too, because sometimes we might think we're doing the right thing, and we're not always doing the right thing. So this is something we need to be able to do and monitor about ourselves and our own hearts, because like Courtney said earlier, he has a little girl he has to stand firm in front of. He has a wife he has to stand firm in front of, because they need to see him doing the right thing. So, you know, they can have something to look up to, some covering, some proper covering. So this is why it's good for you, Courtney, to, you know, participate.
Because I try to do the right thing, and especially in front of my child, you know, with the way I talk. If I'm talking grown-up stuff, I don't want her to hear that, because that's a big thing about me and children. I don't think children should be listening to grown-up conversation,
mm-hmm.
You know, well, she had an abortion and all this kind. That's not for kids.
Exactly.
You know, and things like that. I try not to curse in front of her and things, you know. But, one of the right things I would say to do is, like, for parents is, what we do wrong is we chastise our child in all bad. Okay, if you're going to do that, some of the bad they're doing, you do. Why are you chastising them for that?
Mm-hmm.
You know, when I say chastise, I'm talking about spankings and stuff like that.
Exactly.
That's that do as I say, not as I do. But they are looking at us.
They're sponges.
And so if my child does something and I know I do it, I'm not going to spank her, because that would be wrong.
Yeah.
Because she's looking at me like, okay, they do it, you know, Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I tell her if we go out to eat as a family and I might have like a beer or something, she's looking, I tell her, this is an adult beverage. You know, this is for adults. It's not for children.
Mm-hmm.
I said, this is not for children. And I tell her these things. because that's the right thing, just saying, no, don't drink it.
Mm-hmm.
That's not right. She said, why is it poison?
Yeah.
You know, why is it?
Why?
Yeah, so we have to understand these things. So, you know, I strive to do the right thing.
And that's what we should all do, strive to do the right thing. So hope you have enjoyed being with us this evening. And like I say, we ask you to join us again on next week. So until next week, we're going to be prayerful for everyone. And this is Lois Bullock. I'm your host of Let's Talk Truth. And I'm going to be leaving you right now. And as I leave, I am loving you with the heart of God. Good night.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.